Have you ever wanted to put a tour pack on a Lowrider ST, Softail, take it touring? Well, my buddy Steve puts over 20,000 miles a year on his Lowrider ST, and we put a chop pack on it. But we're changing the setup today. Let's take a look at it. So this is the setup he was running before, and that is what we call a solo tour pack setup. There's no room for a passenger seat there. It basically moves the pack forward, and he was using it kind of as a backrest. He even had this great big cushion that he could put up there that straps on there like that to give him more of a backrest. Now, you might be wondering, why would he change from a solo to a two-up if he rides solo all the time, which he does. Well, sometimes he takes a lot longer trips, and he wants even more storage area. So by moving that back, he'll be able to put a bag on the rear seat on the passenger area, strap it to the tour pack as well. He has a rack, he can strap stuff on top. So when he wants to go on really big trips, he can put a bunch of extra bags and stuff strapped to it and have more storage area this way. So we're going to do a two-up tour pack mount on this same chop pack, and we got the mount from Hogworks. So they're like $170 for these mounts. So if you've been running the two-up and you want to go to a solo, you can do that. If you're running solo and you want to go to a two-up, that's what we're going to do today. Now, the two-up rack does include the docking hardware, and we do have to change that out on his. His old dock was a Harley-Davidson branded one, and the latches are a little different. So if you're going from Harley-Davidson Softail docking system to the Hogworks, you might have to change a few things here, but they do supply those the spindles and stuff that are different. I'll show you those real quick. So here you can see the hardware, and these are the spindles and stuff. And I'll show you what I'm talking about on how the docks are actually different. So that is what the Harley-Davidson Softail rack looks like with the dock. And so if you have this style, you are probably going to need to change that docking hardware. The Hogworks uses this style of latch, which is more like what you see on the touring models. And so, again, we're going to be changing that docking hardware over. It should all still line up and work with the saddlebags and stuff when we're done. All right, guys, after you get the docking hardware put in, I would highly recommend you take the rack and test fit it before you mount it on the tour pack. It's just a lot lighter and a lot easier to see what you're doing there. Make sure everything's lined up good and stuff, and that you got everything right with the docking hardware before you actually put the weight of the tour pack on there as well. Ours lined up great after we swapped out the docking hardware. So we're going to mount the rack onto the tour pack. And when we're done, we're going to show you Steve's kind of loadout for a big camping trip, because that's part of why he's doing this, is getting more weight lower on that rear passenger area. He's got a tent and all kinds of stuff he packs. So we'll show you that stuff if you want to see what his loadout for a big camping trip touring on a Lowrider ST looks like. All right, Steve has mounted the tour pack on the rack, and we're going to drop it down on here and show you how it all fits. Locked right in. So there's the tour pack mounted. And you can see how much space he's gained back here. He's got a little passenger seat pad he can put back here and then put stuff on it. That one's just a suction cup one. That way he can take it back off if he wants to go back to the other method. He's getting ready to go on a big camping trip. That's why he's setting the bike up this way. All right, guys, so saddlebags are back on. Tour pack has moved back. So Steve got a new Mustang seat with a backrest here. And the reason, again, for moving this back is for this bag here. So instead of having this bag up on top up here where you put more weight, makes the bike more top heavy, trying to get the weight down low, that is actually a tent a cot, and a sleeping bag all in one bag packed up for his camping trip. So it's pretty heavy, so getting it down low makes a difference. So pretty cool. He's going to have a good time on his camping trip, I'm sure. So that's it. All right, guys, that's it. That's how we go from a solo to a two-up tour pack mount and why you might want to do that. If you're already running a two-up and you aren't worried about packing as much stuff as Steve is, but you wish you had a backrest, you might want to go to a solo and then strap a big pad on the back there like he had that provides you with the backrest when you're traveling solo. It's all about what works for you and figuring that stuff out. So I hope this video helps somebody. If it does, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. If you like this kind of content, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. Now leave me a comment. Let me know what you think of Steve's setup. Y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.